Good evening, board members. My name is Doug Thiessen. I'm the executive director of the Joint Powers Authority. Before we get started, I'd like to begin tonight's meeting with a roll call of the members. Elena?
Alternate board member David Arian.
Here.
Board member Doug Drummond.
Here.
Board member Jean Soroka.
Here.
Alternate board member Michael Christensen.
Here.
Thank you. Persons in the audience may address this board in connection with any agenda item during the public comment period. As provided by the Brown Act, the board has limited each individual speaking time to 3 minutes. Anyone desiring to speak during the public comment period is requested to complete a speaker card and submit it to the secretary prior to the start of the meeting. Those speaker cards are in the back of the room. When you come in at the door, pick one up and fill it out, and we'll make it available to our board members. Good evening, board. The first item on the agenda is election of officers. There's an agenda request to appoint a chairperson and a vice chair.
I don't know the procedure, but I assume a nomination for president would be first?
Yes, vice chair first.
Vice chair first, okay.
I'm sorry, chairperson first.
I'd like to I'm honored to nominate my friend, longtime colleague, Doug Drummond, for president.
All in favor? Oh, can I have a second for that, please?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Now the request is to fill the position of vice chair of the Joint Powers Authority.
Patty Castellano.
Well, I would throw as a nomination for vice chair of Commissioner Patricia Castellanos.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The motion passes. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum. The first item on the agenda, after an election of officers, is approval of the minutes of the Joint Powers meeting of February 2nd, 2016. In your board packet, you should have the minutes. There's a motion. Did I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. The motion passes. The minutes have been approved. Item number D on the agenda is comments from the public on non-agenda items. Do we have any speakers in the audience who would like to speak on non-agenda items? If you could state your name for the record, sir.
Hi, good evening. My name is Renee Castro. I work for Century Villages at Cabrillo on the west side of Long Beach, and just wanted to say how pleased I am with this meeting tonight. Mr. Drummond, I remember when you were on the city council. Just tell you just briefly a little bit about our site. We house 1,300 residents on a 28-acre former naval housing site, and 500 of them are residents, are veterans, and the rest are young families. So really pleased to see the event tonight, and really looking forward to our partnership with you and the Joint Powers Authority to ensure that air quality of our residents is protected. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do we have any other members of the public who would like to speak on a non-agenda item? Okay, thank you. The first item on the board agenda. I think I skipped over the... First item on the agenda is a financial audit for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2015. The attached audit is in the board packet. The audit has determined for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2015, the financial positions, the change in financial position and cash flows are presented fairly. Operating revenues for the fiscal year increased 31.3% to $5,703,421. This increase is primarily due to the retirement of the debt payments for the ICTF. Accordingly, the net assets increased 16.1% to $11,693,000 over that same period. The volume of containers moved through the ICTF Joint Powers facility gate during this time frame decreased 7% to a total of 404,151 containers. It's recommended the governing board receive and file the financial audit report for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2015. Can I have a motion, please?
And can I ask a question? When I look at that number of a decrease, I don't know if this is the proper place to talk about it or not, but I'd like to have an explanation of why the numbers went down.
Okay, I believe the information provided to the Joint Powers Authority is the decrease has been a result of some of this cargo shifting to on-dock rail activity. However, I would ask if there's anybody from the Union Pacific Railroad who would like to speak about that. Mr. Perez, could you identify Mr. yourself, Sexton. Please?
Is this on? Testing? Okay. Yes, Mr. Thiessen, I'm Andy Perez, Director of Port Affairs for Union Pacific Railroad. Fellow GPA board members. Commissioner Arion, the decrease in international cargo, as Mr. Thiessen mentioned, is a result of continued use of on-dock rail. So we continue to maximize on-dock rail. Also complicating things is the loss in just international high-value cargo coming into our facility. So volumes are down. Yep.
Okay,
any other questions?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Did that answer your question?
It did. Thank you.
Satisfactorily? Can I have a motion on the item?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Mr. Chairperson, I'd be remiss to mention on the first item on the agenda, I did not request the board to also approve with the election of officers a appointment of a board secretary and treasurer. If you could return back to item A on the agenda, there's a recommendation made to appoint Elena Flores as the JPA executive secretary. Ms. Flores is here. She did the roll call earlier, and also Ms. Marla Blevins, who is a staff financial officer for the Port of Los Angeles, to be treasurer. That's the nomination. Can I have? Okay, I've been asked to make those separate votes for each.
Motion to approve, Ms. Flores.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes. And the second is for Ms. Marla Blevins as treasurer.
Motion to accept Ms. Blevins as treasurer.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes. Now we can move on to item number two on the staff reports. Item number two on the staff reports is a request to approve to receive and file the draft net facility revenue report for the period ending November 1st, 2015, the agreed upon procedures for that revenue report. During this year, and the revenue year is different than the fiscal year, so it can be a little confusing. During that year, there were 382,328 gross container movements through the ICTF, generating $11,469,000 in gross revenues. This is approximately 13.6% decrease from calendar 2014. The gate fees collected at the facility, net allowable deductions, resulted in a gate facility revenue of $12,298,000. These fees will be equally shared by the joint powers authorities, which are the two ports and the railroad.
Motion to receive and file.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion passes. Thank you. Item number three on the agenda is a financial audit ending June 30th, 2016. Similar to item one, however, this covers the fiscal year of 2015 through 2016. And before I introduce this item, I would like to thank the financial people from the Port of Los Angeles for hurrying and getting this on the agenda. We just received this report last week. We've reviewed it, and in time for this meeting this evening. The operating revenue for the fiscal year similarly decreased as the previous year, 9.9% to just over $5.1 million due to a decrease in the container movements moving through the facility during the period. The net assets decreased accordingly by 7.8% to $10,781,000 over the time frame. The volume of the containers has continued to decrease. In this fiscal year, 13.1% to 351,000 containers. It's recommended that the governing board receive and file the financial audit reports for the fiscal year ending June 30th.
I'll make a motion to do so, and also introduce the phrase, the board finds the activity is administrative activity that will not result in direct or indirect physical changes in the environment, and as such, is not a project as defined by the CEQA guidelines section 1537A.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much. Item number four on the agenda is a proposed budget for fiscal 2016-2017. Each year, the Joint Powers Authority is requested to approve a budget for the operations of the JPA for the following year. It also includes a capital feature. This year, we're recommending a budget of just under $500,000. It's $497,279 for the operating costs. These costs are all reimbursable by the Union Pacific Railroad for the Joint Powers Authority. These costs are utilized for various items, including audit fees, financial fees, expenses, miscellaneous expenses, and preparation of a environmental impact report for a proposed modernization of the ICTF. The largest portion of the budget, which is the second page on the agenda item number four, is 2.2 $2.50 million. This number has been placed in the agenda for many subsequent years as the city of Carson's expected costs for the widening of Sepulveda Boulevard. Widening of Sepulveda Boulevard is part of the Carson agreement for development of the project. The city of Carson has had some delays due to their environmental reviews. They have told us they expect the project to commence in 2017. Therefore, we're budgeting the funds accordingly. The recommended budget amount for the fiscal year is $2,875,942. We're recommending the JPA approved budget. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. With the budget being approved, the next item on the agenda is a distribution of funds. The net revenue distribution from the tenant, the Union Pacific Railroad Company, is received on a quarterly basis. The cash balance is held each year for potential distribution to the joint venture partners. The current balance is just over $9 million. With the approval of the budget on the previous item, we're recommending a reserve be held for the amount of the operating expenses plus the capital expenses, which would leave a balance of just over $9 million. A proposed distribution of $4 million to the ports in the amount of $2 million each is recommended. This tracks or is slightly lower than previous years' distributions. If the JPA board approves this, it will leave a balance of approximately $5.2 million to be carried over for subsequent years. Recommending a approval of the distribution of funds.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much. This moves us to item six on the agenda, which is a progress status report on the preparation of the environmental impact report for the proposed ICTF modernization project. With us is Joint Powers staff, Mr. Chris Cannon from the Port of Los Angeles, is here this evening. And his counterpart, Rick Cameron from the Port of Long Beach, could not make it, but Mr. Cannon is going to fill us in tonight.
Hello, is this? Okay, preparation of the environmental impact report for the ICTF modernization project remains on hold pending resolution of other outstanding matters.
Thank you. Mr. Cannon, members of the board, I have a number of speaker cards that have been filled out on item number six. Right now, it looks like we have five speakers, and I'm gonna mention the speakers' names and ask you if you could come to the podium. The first is Julius Kalakasin. Did I pronounce that wrong?
Good evening, ICTF Joint Powers Authority board members and the community. My name is Julius Kalakasin. I reside here in Westside Long Beach. I've resided here for 12 years. And when it comes to the environmental impact report of the proposed ICTF modernization project, I just want to stress the importance of having information related to this project be accessible to Tagalog and Spanish speakers. And Boston family, including the community of West Side Long Beach, the residents to be informed, and also to including them in, when it comes to decision-making, when it comes to making decisions related to this project is also an important aspect when it comes to the environmental impact report. And as I said, I've lived here for 12 years, and there's a lot of pollution that surrounds the West End Long Beach, coming from the 405, the 710, the Pacific Coast Highway, and the trucks, and on the other side, the factories and the refineries. So I just want to stress the importance of having community input when deciding on the modernization project of the ICTF. Thank you.
Okay, the next speaker is Whitney Amaya. And members of the board, I would like to mention we do have a speaker translator in the audience available. If there are any members of the audience who need translation services, so we have a Spanish to English translator available.
Okay, so good evening. My name is Whitney Amaya. Like the person before me, I'm also a resident of Long Beach, or West Side Long Beach specifically. My concerns are also with pollution, just because, like he said, there's refineries and there's a lot of trucks passing through. What I'm interested in are the proposed routes of the trucks, because obviously there's schools, if they're going to be driving down Santa Fe, there's Stevens Middle School, there's Cabrillo High School as well, and there's a lot of children with asthma, so how that will impact their health. And another thing is, as a state, we're supposed to be reducing emissions, so I'm just concerned and how, like, what steps or measures you guys will be taking in order to make sure that you guys are not contributing to greenhouse gas emissions. Thank you.
The next speaker is Jan Victor Andasha.
It's Jan Victor Andasha. Really quick, just to clarify, so since you're probably wondering, there's all these people speaking, we're all from ECR communities, and we came because we're obviously very just concerned about where the direction, when the ICTF project moves forward. So obviously we didn't know it was going to be on hold, we thought there was an update, and so a lot of members are speaking on the potential, the prospective modernization. Just to clarify to the board members and the public, so a lot of the folks that are here are actually members from ECR because we're concerned about rail projects anywhere in the Long Beach community. So, good evening, ICTF Joint Powers Authority members and community residents, agencies, students, everyone that's here. My name is Jan Victor Andasan, a community organizer in West Long Beach with ECR Communities for Environmental Justice, and also a longtime resident of the South Bay Long Beach area. I have lived in West Long Beach and currently reside in Carson. When I first came to the United States, my family moved to an apartment adjacent to the ICTF, so I'm very familiar with operations that are related to rail, the rail line, and the reality of living next to rail yard operations. I'm not the only one in this room who is familiar with that. There are many more that live next to the ICTF and understand what it's like to live next to a rail yard. As we continue to talk about this potential modernization whenever it goes off hold, we should be honest and A, call it an expansion. Union Pacific needs to make sure that they provide a process where stakeholders include residents, community groups, neighborhood associations, and schools to sit and participate in creating a best approach to this potential modernization. The purpose of the EIR is to address any potential environmental impacts a project may bring, and who know best than the people already experiencing the impacts of the current facility. We hope that the Union Pacific presents ICTF, JPA, an exemplary EIR that will ensure residents' health and well-being are protected and prioritized. If you are familiar with what happened with SCIG, community members and groups do not plan to sit down and allow a project to go by that will harm many living in the region. We want to work with staff and ensure that the rail yard becomes the best that it can be. Many of us live here and are impacted by not only the rail yard, but other facilities. In essence, what I'm saying is we are organized, we want to work with you, we will be engaged regardless, and we will defend our health and our communities for cleaner air and environment where we all live, work, play, and pray. Thank you.
If there's ever any, in the future, if you have any question or about the process or leading up to a meeting, if there's some uncertainty, please reach out. I think you have my information so we can talk at any time. That way, if there's, I don't want to have there be any more confusion with you and your group.
Thank you, Mr. Cannon. The next speaker is Robert Begamowicz. Thank you.
Good evening, folks. I'm Robert Bagalawis, a sophomore attending Cabrillo High School. I'm also a resident of Westside Long Beach, and I would like to address the issue of the contamination in our air. Growing up in Westside Long Beach, I've always dealt with the struggle of air pollution. I wasn't exactly aware of how bad the pollution was until I was in middle school. I was very astonished when I learned that air pollution produced not only by the ICTF rail yard, but also by many cars and trucks passing through the freeways are impacting our community's health. As residents of Long Beach, we should be more aware about big companies and how those companies will affect us all. Moreover, ICTF is having an expansion. Knowing this, you can only imagine how much pollution the additional trucks will bring and how the pollution will affect our health. Concerned about the health of all Long Beach residents, we hope that this board holds Union Pacific accountable to have a meaningful community engagement that includes all of Long Beach, Wilmington, and Carson residents. Our demands are to have cleaner air, and with the environmental impact report, we hope this project will work towards a better air quality.
The next speaker is Roman Rhodes.
Hi, my name is Roman Rhodes and I go to Cabrillo High School. And I'd just like to bring up that I'm on the water polo team and we have to breathe in like all this stuff during practice, just like all the other sports teams at school. And like already a bunch of kids who live in this area have asthma. So this pollution is really affecting us. And since I'm on the water polo team, I notice sometimes when I look at the pool that there will be like a little layer of like stuff on top of the water. And just, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Members of the board, the last speaker card I have in item number six is Maribel Morales.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Maribel Mireles. Soy residente de North Long Beach.
My name is Maribel Mireles, en poquito a poco. And I'm a resident of Long Beach.
Tengo un hijo de 5 años.
One moment, please.
Tengo un hijo con asma de 5 años.
I have a 5-year-old son with asthma.
Y solamente quisiera decirle al señor del puerto de Los Ángeles que estudie, hagan bien su estudio de los impactos de contaminación, porque he leído el estudio que hizo el puerto de Long Beach, que supuestamente sus impactos a la comunidad es de un 0.0.6%.
And I would just like to say to the gentleman from the Port of Los Angeles to really do a good study about the pollution and the effects, because I read in the study from the Port of Long Beach that the effects on the community would be at a 0.006%.
Y para mí eso es una burla total, su supuesto estudio de impactos de contaminación, porque no podemos creer que ni el 1% contamine el puerto. cuando es el que más contamina en esta ciudad.
And I believe that that study is a complete joke because there is no way we can believe that that even 1% would be an accurate level of pollution that the port contributes, because the port is the biggest source of pollution in the area.
Por favor, somos gente adulta, no somos unos niños que nos chupamos el dedo.
Please, we are adults, we are not children, we can just be spoon-fed things.
Y eso, pues yo no me la creo, ¿verdad? Porque con un hijo con asma y con mi hija con coágulos de sangre en los pulmones, por favor.
And so I just don't believe that. With a son with asthma and a daughter who has blood clots in her lungs, I just don't buy it.
So, por favor, sean conscientes de la comunidad.
So,
y tómenos en cuenta. No nos hagan un lado, porque ustedes no viven aquí. Ustedes viven allá en Palos Verdes, en donde no hay contaminación. Nosotros somos su filtro de ustedes. Ustedes viven muy contentos, sin ningún problema en sus pulmones, ni nada.
So, please, consider the community. Take the community into account, because we're the ones who live here. You all live up in Palos Verdes or places like that where there isn't a lot of pollution. We are your air filters here so that the pollution doesn't reach you.
Háganlo
so
por sus,
take us into account.
Háganlos por sus hijos, por los niños. Ya no por ustedes. Ustedes ya están viejos, ya van para afuera. Pero los jóvenes, estos jóvenes que están aquí, son los del futuro. No queremos esa contaminación aquí. Por favor,
do
gracias.
For your kids, for our kids, because you all are older, you're on your way out, but your kids, our kids, these kids who are here, they're the future, so do it for them, please.
Thank you.
I just want to say one thing. I really was happy and appreciate seeing everyone here, but especially the high school students. Welcome, and thank you for coming to participate in the process. This is great. It's kind of a lesson in local government. If there is any question that any of you have in what we're doing, if you want to have some clarification or learn more, please reach out to us. We're really excited and happy to have you be a part of this.
Yeah, I'd just like to also echo those comments. When I see the number of young people here, this is your world, you know, and this planet is in trouble environmentally. All of us that's grown up in society realize that with working class jobs, I was a longshoreman for 44 years, also comes the danger. Every week I go to a funeral now of my colleagues, 90% of them dying from some kind of cancer. And we know where this comes from. So, you know, it's important to participate in the democratic process. You know, we just had this election, and I think more now than ever, the communities have to speak up for what they believe is right and try to influence this process. So I just want to say you're not never going to get everything you want, but the more you push, the more you participate, the more chance you have. So keep showing up.
I'd also like to comment that you're looking at the city of Los Angeles and the city of Long Beach here with our ports side by side. This is our 11th year of a Clean Air Action Plan. We've made tremendous strides, and we're not hesitating to do a whole lot more. I've lived here my whole life. I can't remember seeing downtown Long Beach seeing downtown Los Angeles from Long Beach in this whole period of time. It's getting better. We just have to keep hammering to make sure it gets even better. Thank you.
Members of the board, that concludes the public speakers who filled out a card for item number 6. There's one remaining item on the board agenda. Item number 7, it's a request to extend contracts for 3 years for 4 separate consultants working for the the ICTF Joint Powers Authority. The first is Rambo and Viron. The second is Ascent. The third is with E2. And the fourth is with Sohagi. Environ is the firm that has been working on the environmental impact report, which we've heard earlier is on hold. Ascent is doing the same thing. E2 provides project management for the Joint Powers Authority, and Sohagi provides outside legal counsel. A number of these contracts will expire in 2017, potentially before the next Joint Powers meeting. There are adequate funds in all of the contracts. With the time extensions, we'll preserve the contracts, and should there be a change in status of the environmental impact report at a subsequent meeting, the JPA board may be requested to increase a dollar value on these contracts, provided Union Pacific Railroad agrees to fund the additional amounts requested. At this time, we're requesting approval of time-only extensions to the four contracts.
I move that we approve all four extensions and note again that this is not a project, this is administrative activity.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Members of the board, that concludes the regular agenda for the Joint Powers.
Mr. Thiessen, with the permission of Chair Drummond, I'd like to make just one little statement related to our executive director. Mr. Thiessen has served as the executive director of the JPA for how long now, Doug?
I believe it's 9 years.
9 years. This is not his day job. He does this in addition to being the managing director of the engineering bureau at the Port of Long Beach. And given that Doug has announced his retirement in the next few months, it's possible that this could be his last meeting. So I just wanted to do a shout out for Doug for working this on his extra time for 9 years now, and a nod of appreciation for all the work you've done.
Let's give him a hand.
Thank you, Mike. Mr. Chairman, can I say a few words?
Certainly.
Thank you, Mike. I would just like to say that the Joint Powers Authority is a team of staff members from Los Angeles and Long Beach Harbor and outside consultants. It's not one person. Clearly, all of it, the team works together. We have tremendous support from the Port of Los Angeles provides legal counsel. We have Ms. Heather McCloskey here tonight. Also, Marla Blevins, who is our new secretary. So LA provides a lot of the help on the legal and financial side of things. On the administrative side, we have a new executive secretary. You've been introduced to her, Elena Flores. She has taken over the tasks of our former executive secretary, Ms. Elois Nicholson, who's sitting in the back of the room also tonight. She's also a West Long Beach resident who, she's raising her hands, who is very concerned also about some of the environmental issues associated with this project. So any help that I've received through the years has been team. Thank you. I believe the last item would be an order for adjournment, Mr. Chair.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This meeting is adjourned.